This is Dakota Datebook for March 6th. Long before North Dakota tapped its oil, there was lignite coal mining. And a century ago, the state engineer was tasked with inspecting those mines and building a report. From 1908 to 1911, lignite production increased about 15% each year. 65 mines were in operation in 1908, up to 100 by 1911. Almost 1,100 men worked at the state's coal mines in the winter of 1911, and over 300 through the summer, averaging 6 months out of the year in the mines. Each man put out a daily average of nearly 4 tons of coal, totaling almost 500,000 tons in 1911, worth about $700,000. On this date in 1912, State Engineer T.R. Atkinson inspected several coal mines near Burlington, North Dakota. He found most of the mines satisfactory, except for the Lloyd coal mine, which had very poor ventilation. In February and March of 1912, Atkinson inspected 101 coal mines, as many as 9 in a day. His work took him to 15 counties in western and northern North Dakota. Some mines he found abandoned, or with as few as 1 or 2 workers. Atkinson also noted injuries and fatalities in his report to Governor John Burke. 1911 had 18 injury accidents and 1 fatality, a man who died in a blast. Other men lost eyes, broke bones, and sustained bruises in brushes with mining equipment. Fatalities stayed at about 1 a year, but non-fatal accidents spiked from 5 to 18 from 1910 to 1911 in North Dakota's lignite mines. By 1919, the coal mining industry was dangerous enough in North Dakota that the legislature adopted a state coal mining code that created a state coal mine inspector. That position was eliminated in 1979. Now, the state's Public Service Commission regulates coal mining. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.